Perek Hey, Mishnah Tess. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah where we were discussing if a person puts his Erev in the city, the Chachamim held that he gets 2,000 Amos, not including the city, meaning the city was like Dalet Amos, and then he gets his additional 2,000 Amos. And Rabbi Akiva held that no, we don't look at the whole city as Dalet Amos, rather we just give him 2,000 Amos, including the city. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to the Chachamim, Iyat temodim li, wouldn't you agree to me? But no sin eruve b'ma'ara, in a case where a person places his Erev in a cave, she'en lo makom eruve el alpayim amma, that all I'll have for them is Erev is 2,000 amos. And we don't look at the cave as if the whole cave is dalet amos. No. The cave's included in his 2,000 amos. B'lamatam chokom alai, so why do you argue with me when by a person puts his Erev in the city, that the whole city should be like dalet amos? If by a cave we don't look at it as dalet amos, and the cave's included in his regular 2,000 amos, the same thing should be true by a city. Why do you look at the city as if it's only dalet amos, and then you give him his 2,000 amos after that? So Amar Lo Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Amosai, it depends when. When is a ma'ar, Amosai ain't a ma'ar nechsheves, meaning, l'mishin usin ba eseruvei gedalet amos. When is an Erev placed in a cave that we don't give the person that the consideration that the whole cave is like dalet amos? By the urine. If you have a cave that there's no one living in the cave, for example, the walls fell down, people are afraid to sleep there because it'll collapse, so then yeah, we're not going to give you the dalet amos in the cave, and you just get your regular 2,000 amos. Aval, but even if a cave, yesh by the urine, meaning it has dwellers, meaning it's befitting to have dwellers, even though it may not have dwellers right now, but it could technically hold dwellers, then one who puts his Erev in it, Mahalach is cool, they can walk the whole cave, doesn't matter how big it is, we will give them the Dalet Amos rule that the whole cave is like Dalet Amos. And then V'chutzala Paimam, and then after, outside the cave, we'll give him his 2,000 Amos. Meaning, Chum hold that I don't care cave, I don't care town. The whole reason why a town, I make the whole town like Dalet Amos, is because there's dwellers there. So if I have a cave, it depends. If there's no dwellers, then yeah, like you're a Bekiva, the cave's included in the 2,000 Amos, and we don't look at the cave as just Dalet Amos with the 2,000 Amos starting afterwards, right? They'll agree. Yeah, the cave will be included in the whole 2,000 Amma range. But if people could technically dwell in the cave, then, just like in the city, the cave will be considered an area of Dalet Amos no matter its size, and the 2,000 Amos of the Erev will begin after it. So Chum still argue with Rabbi Akiva, and their yisod is that if it's fit for dwellers, the area is like Dalet Amos, and then you get your 2,000 Amos. If it's not fit for dwellers, then the whole area is 2,000 Amos, and we don't consider it like the Dalet Amos. And that's the principle. Nimtza Kal Tocha Me'al Gaba comes at the inside of a cave, will be more lenient than on top of the cave, because the inside of the cave, people can dwell. Therefore, the inside of the cave will be like Dalet Amos, and on top of the cave, and that you'll get your Dalet Amos. The inside of the cave will be considered like a Dalet Amos area, no matter its size, and then you get your 2,000 Amos of the Erev after it. Whereas on top of the cave, where no one dwells, so then you'll only have 2,000 Amos from where you are, and we don't look at the top of the cave as a Dalet Amos area that you would get plus the 2,000 Amos. And it says the Chachamim, that in the previous Mishnah we mentioned one who measures the place where he's resting on Shabbos, right? He's on the road, he gets 2,000 Amos. So there, in Osnlo Alpayim, there, meaning, even though Chachamim argue with Akiva in this concept of placing that on Erev in a cave, that the whole cave is like Dalet Amos, and then you get your 2,000 Amos, the Chachamim will agree to Akiva, by a person who's just measuring his shvisa, his resting place for Shabbos, on the road somewhere, that we only give him 2,000 amos, and shafilo sof midaso kala b'ma'are, even at the end of his measurements, and right by the cave, we don't let him go to the cave, and we don't look at the cave as if it's, you know, included in it. We don't give it the dalet amos rule. If it ends right by the cave, you can't go inside. Why? Because if the guy's just on the road and he sets up his shop for Shabbos, there he'll only get 2,000 amos like Rabbi Akiva. But again, if he's in a dweller's area, then he gets his dalet amos. So the yesod here is that according to Rabbi Akiva, you always have 2,000 amos and that's it. According to the Chachamim, if where you're setting up your Erev, it's just nowhere, so then yeah, well, you have 2,000 amos. But if it's in a settled area, in a cave that's settled, or in a city, so then that whole cave, that whole city is like one giant Dalet Amos area, and then your 2,000 Amos will begin after that, for your Erev. That concludes Perek Hey. Moving on to Perek Vav. This parak and until the beginning parak Vav, the sixth parak, all the way until the parak Shi'i, till the end of the ninth parak, we're going to start discussing now Erev Chatzeros and Shitufim Mavos that we had we were originally introduced to it in the introduction to the Mishnayos, whereby you combine courtyard or you combined alleyways to make one permissible to carry, not to walk. The walking is really just for the tchum. This is going to be to carry. And we already learned that if one of the dwellers in the chatzer do not want to be mishtati, do not want to contribute to the Erev, then he kills the Erev for all the dwellers, and then no one can carry out of their home. However, Yechal also dire, but you could be mevatel to nullify his reshus to the other dwellers, even on Shabbos, and then make everyone permitted to carry. So if he says, hey, I don't want to be involved, he could destroy everybody, but if he just nullifies his reshus to them, then they could still carry. So now, I'm just going to discuss that what happens if one of those dwellers are a nachri, a guy, who prohibits on all the dwellers to carry from their home. And you can't carry. So let's discuss it. Or if he's a kusi, let's discuss it. So hadar imanachi b'chatzer, one who dwells with a guy in a courtyard, I im mish ein imoyde be'erev, or with one who does not agree to the concept of erev, he go on kusi like a kusite. They don't agree to the erev concept, so he's really no different than a guy. How is the osur alav? So these people will prohibit the Yisrael, the Jew, lahotzi bezo, to carry. Again, now we're going from the, till now we're discussing, you know, walking in terms of the tchum, the border of Shabbos. Now we're going back into the carrying aspect of it. He's prohibited to carry outside his home or to bring into his home on Shabbos until he rents out the reshus of the nachri or the guy. They gotta rent it out from them to make it like Jewish. If they don't rent it out, then they're stuck. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Meir. Rav Meir holds that even Yisrael Echad, one Jew who's living with one guy, he can't carry as long as the guy's there, unless he rents the space from the guy. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, l'olamena osur. No, one guy is not going to answer it on the Jews. Ant you shneis v'ilam osin zel zeh, until you have two Jews that are involved. Meaning the Gemara explains that whether you go according to Rav Meir, whether you go according to Rav Eliezer, they both hold that the dwelling of a nachri is not considered a dwelling. And min ha-din, according to the law, ain't a nachri yoseh satiltel, he does not prohibit the carrying for the Jews in the courtyard or in the alleyway, right? They look at the guy as if he doesn't even exist. That's according to the letter of the law. However, you know what the problem is? The problem is the chamid gzera, that a nachri would prohibit the Jews from carrying on Shabbos until they rent out his place. Why? In order to stop Yidden from dwelling together with Nachrim, together with Goyim, because we don't want you to learn from their actions, and also, min hastam, a guy is choshesh on murder, we don't want him to murder you, so we say, don't live with them. And if you do, then you'd have to rent it out from them. So where's the machlokas according to Blaz and according to Meir? Blaz and Yaakov holds that the Chum only meant Xer by two people, or more, that are dwelling with a guy, because that's common. But one Jew is living with one guy, it's not something that's common, so they weren't gozer. Because since the guy he could be a dangerous fella, no one wants to live with him. So it's not so common, and therefore they only made the gzera by something which is common, which is two people or more living with a guy. Whereas if it's just one, they didn't make the gzera. Because they said anyway, chachamim don't let you even have yichud with a guy. You shouldn't be hanging out with a guy. So one guy's not going to be hanging out with him, so there's no point even to make the gzera there. Whereas Rav Meir held that no, since there could be times, even by chance, that one Jew will live with a guy. So because that one case can happen, they still made the gzera and they said that you can't carry there unless you rent the space from the guy. And then they conclude over here that what about the kusi, right? What's with the kusi? So the kusi is just agav the guy. Once we're talking about a guy, we threw in a kusi, you know, as well. And some say that that the kusi has its own din, meaning we're worried that you're going to learn from the kusi's actions as well. So we don't want you hanging out with him. But whichever shot you learn, you know, the kusi is just, you know, because we mentioned guy, we mentioned kusi, or because the fact that we don't want you learning from the kusi. The idea is that these two people normally really are considered as if they're not even there, and they wouldn't cause any problems to the Erev, and you could carry, but they made a gezeira that we don't want you hanging out with these people, and therefore you can't carry unless you rent out their places. And that concludes the first Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Vav.